Please join us as we sing our first song, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
Brandon for our opening hymn, Standing on the Promises. Thank you all for being here, and welcome to all those that are listening on KFHL over the radio, and we could just have an opening prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for allowing us all to be here, and ask that you would be here with us as we worship today, and we just pray that your hand would be over this church and over the testimonies and the songs that will be sung today. In your name we pray, amen. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead in Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Please remain standing for the hymn of adoration.
Oh, Good morning, church family. Happy Sabbath. I read a story about a mom and dad who were at church and trying to get their 4-year-old daughter, Amanda, to put a quarter into the offering plate. But Amanda squeezed her fingers tightly around the quarter and wouldn't let it go. Much to the embarrassment of the parents and the snickers of the people around them, they finally had to carefully pry each of her fingers off the quarter before it finally clinked into the offering plate. Have you ever felt like Amanda? Do you sometimes have a hard time giving to God? You too can become a joyful giver without anybody having to try to pry your fingers off something you may hold so tightly. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, God loves a cheerful giver. We, with happy hearts, let's give back to Jesus what he asks of us and thank him for all he has done for us. Today's offering goes towards the local church budget. Please give generously this Sabbath. Thank you in advance for your generosity and giving to our church and returning your tithes and offerings. Will the deacons please stand? Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the Sabbath day. Thank you for our church that we could come and worship you. Please bless everyone here today, and I pray that we will all be drawn closer to you during this church service. Please bless all of those who are able to give this morning and help us to give back to you with a cheerful heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, the scripture reading will be found in Psalms 139, verses 1 through 12. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought after afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and lain your hand down upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you. But the night shines as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to you.
So, my name is Dester. I go to the academy over here. I'm in 12th grade, and my whole life, I grew up in the system. I was born in the Philippines, and I went to an Adventist school there, starting with preschool. We called it Kinder 1, Kinder 2. And then I came here, same thing. I went to Orangewood Adventist Academy for my first through fifth grade, and then I came here to BAA. So I grew up Adventist, and I don't regret it. It's great. I never really did anything bad. Nothing too crazy. But when I did Youth Rush, there were many things that I realized about. There were many wrongs that I realized that I have done in my life that weren't really necessarily crazy. But anyway, I'll get to that later. I went to Camp Awona not too long ago. I think it was 2012. And then I did TBA. And TBA was when I realized what service is like, what it's like to go out and help people, and that feeling, that joy that you get by helping other people. But at TBA, I was like, I'm never going to do Youth Rush. Going door to door, talking to people, that's just not my thing. I'm an introvert. I don't like talking to people. And then the next year I did TBA again. I was staff. And then the next year, which is this year, I did Youth Rush. I never thought I would ever, but the Lord called me to do it, and so I did. And I don't regret it. It's the best summer I have ever done. I encourage every one of you guys to do it. But during that summer, I realized my life was, even though I was a Seventh-day Adventist, right? I grew up knowing the truth. I grew up with loving parents. And I grew up just a home that, you know, is filled with the Spirit, with all this truth and this freedom. But I didn't live it out. And during Youth Rush, I felt that I was fulfilling the gospel that you know, is said in the Bible when it talks about being converted and then telling other people about it. Going to Jacob's well when Jesus came to the Samaritan woman. After she heard of Jesus, after she met him, she went to the townspeople and told them about it. And brought them to Jesus. That's what happens when you get heard of the gospel. But for me, when I was baptized in 2013, I was 13 years old when Taj came here. And praise the Lord, that was a wonderful moment. But I didn't do anything afterwards. I kind of just went on living, but not for God. There's a service that is not necessarily required, but happens when you are truly converted. When I was truly converted. I was truly converted at Youth Rush. That's when my life changed. Every morning I'd wake up, I would try to do devotions. This is the first couple weeks. It was kind of hard. And then we'd have worship. And then we'd go out, go door to door. And, you know, for me, I thought I knew everything because, I mean, I go to this school. We have a great Bible teacher. But these people that I met at the door, there was some of them rejected the truth. You know, when I would be straight up telling them what we were truly about, they would just reject God. And at first, I was like, all right, the world rejected God. The world didn't know God. But weeks go by, and it would start to hurt me. And I would hurt. When I get a rejection, normally it's kind of just, okay, whatever. But I would get hurt because they rejected God. But there were these precious moments where you meet these people that are just thirsty. And the best part is when I meet someone like my age who is searching. This guy, we have this DVD. It's kind of about the great controversy. And he was looking everywhere to find it. And he brought his brother too. And they asked for Bible studies. It was a kind of searching and longing that I never saw in myself personally. And I hardly ever see in this church. And that just convicted me. These guys, there's people out there that don't know anything. They might know Jesus, but they don't know who Jesus is. So weeks go by, and at the very end of Youth Rush, we were told to kind of explain what happened to us, what kind of changes happened, you know, like, what did God do for you? And I was sitting there. It was in a dark room. It was actually over here. We were here for Youth Rush. I was just sitting there waiting for my turn to go. It was kind of a popcorn thing where people would just go whenever they wanted to. And I was sitting there. I was like, man, what actually happened this summer? I didn't realize the kind of change that was in me. And then it was my turn to speak. It was kind of silent, that awkward silence, you know. And so I just spoke up. And then I was talking, just telling my experience about the whole summer. And then little by little, God gave me, like, these thoughts of what actually happened. And it was just, it's crazy. Like, you know, there's some testimonies that I hear about people share, you know, sharing how God talked to them. And I've never experienced, I'm only 18 years old. I haven't lived that long. I don't think God ever spoke to me, like, you know, actually hear his voice. But at that moment, I felt like God was putting some stuff in my head of the change that he changed in me. And I'm a guy. Guys are kind of, you know, manly. We don't really cry, but I was kind of getting teary because I was reflecting on the things that you know, that happened and the changes that happened in me. And it called to mind, I think, what Ellen White says about not forgetting what the Lord has done for you in the past. And that's what I just want to leave you guys with, is that I wrote down a couple testimonies on my phone. Whenever I have free time, I look over them and just see the kind of things that God used me to reach out to people. Crazy testimonies that I have. And I forget about them, I'm going to be honest. It's hard. You don't wake up every morning wanting to serve the Lord. I woke up, I would be like, I don't want to go to breakfast. I don't want to make food. I just want to sleep, because we'd have 8 hours of sleep, which is actually quite a lot, but a whole day of walking and canvassing kind of gets you worn out, you know, but it was awesome. And you don't wake up just wanting to serve the Lord, but you remember, or I remember the sacrifice that he gave for me, his life. Through my devotions, I would read, and that would just fill me up with energy to go through the day. And then now, I'm back in school. I'm back, you know, doing the things that I did before when it comes to, like, just driving to school, doing my work. But it's a little different now. I'm actually starting to read my Bible every morning, read Ellen White in the morning. And that stuff, that longing to do so, doesn't come naturally. But I praise God that he gave that desire to me. And so, but I just want to leave you guys that don't forget the things that God has done for you. Take a moment to reflect on the miracles that has happened in your life. Your testimony. Most of us probably grew up in the church here, but there's something that I know. And so, yeah, I recommend all your kids to go to Youth Rush. It's a life-changing experience. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. My name is Beraldo Barrios, and I also did Youth Rush this summer. It was also the best summer of my life. And I've grown Adventist my whole life. I've prayed my whole life, but it's never really meant that much till this summer when you had to pray all the time. And yeah. So I really didn't want to go to Youth Rush. I was like, no, it was like the day after graduation. It was bad timing, and I went anyways, and right when I got there, I felt the love of the people that were in my family, my group, and they just welcomed me, and it was amazing. as the weeks went by, I learned how to have daily devotions, which I've not really done a lot of my life. I've read the Bible so much this summer. I've done things that only the Spirit would lead me to do this summer. And it was amazing. I went to Teen Bible Academy as well, and that's a great program as well. It was life-changing as well, but that daily devotions is really important in your walk with God. And yeah, it's just, you go door to door, and you just see God working through you. You have people that are depressed. You have people that are hurting, that are sick, dying of cancer, diabetes, all these things. And you really see that the world needs God. And sometimes, like, the Lord uses you in such a mighty way that some of these people don't have a long life to live. They're already old. They're dying of cancer, diabetes. And the Lord really uses you as the last hope. And I praise God for all the great controversies, all the steps to Christ that went into these homes. And you could see the work that even they do, because sometimes you would be going down the street and you see the person across the street that you just gave a book to, and they're reading it already. And sometimes they're even sharing it with their family already, which is really powerful as well. But yeah, this summer was full of ministry, full of so much fun. And I really encourage you guys to do ministry. Like, it makes me sad how it'd be Sabbath afternoon and there would be outreach and only like 5 people show up. That's when all of us should, because that's what God told us to do. And so I really encourage you guys to really do ministry, and even if it's just glowing, like, the Lord uses you, and he will guide that person to his truth and his love.
Hi. Hello. My name is Anais Mendieta. I also, as well as my friends here, Beraldo and Dester, went to Youth Rush as well. I also grew up as an SDA. I remember as a little girl, I would pray. I was very much in love with Christ. But through my years as I got older, entering my preteen years, I backslid. I backslid for about 4 years. And just the beginning of this year is when I really, really decided to turn my life to God. I fell in love with Him again. And I decided to go to Youth Rush because of Ana Palomino. And it was such a blessing to go to Youth Rush. I learned many things that I didn't know. I learned to pray. I learned to have my devotions. I learned to love people. Just really praying and having that time with God was something that I didn't do before. And Youth Rush really just was just something so beautiful. There are so many trials that while going door to door that I went through, like spiritual trials, also emotional trials. It gets really tiring sometimes. It is hard. But you just really learn to depend on God and just throw, just really depending on Him is what really got me through Youth Rush. And also right now, spending my time at home with my family and friends at school, it's just really depending on God through your trials. It is difficult, but just really depending on Him as well. And also during Youth Rush as well, I learned that there are many people out there that are hungry for God as well. And you just really don't know people's lives. And just seeing these people, their hunger was sad, but also beautiful, because, I mean, you were there to, to be able to talk with them as well, share God with them. And it just really changes their lives, and also yours as well, because you learn so many lessons. And something that I would say is also just really depend on God, and just also do ministry. Ministry is such a beautiful thing. You don't have to leave your house to do ministry. You can do ministry with your family. You can do ministry with your friends, your own neighborhood, and just talk with people. Like I said, your family as well. I mean, you can do ministry with anybody, and it's such a beautiful thing because you get to learn more about Christ and the other person as well. And so I also I would also say that any young people here, do Youth Rush, and also do ministry in your own house or with your friends. And thank you for listening.
Hello, Anais. Thank you, Dester and Beraldo, for sharing your testimonies this morning. It's always my favorite part of a worship service when we have testimonies and we hear live examples of people sharing the gospel of Jesus with others. And I'm really proud of these young people and giving of their hearts, giving their time to prepare our world, to prepare our neighbors, our friends for Jesus and when He comes again. That's what our last song is about today, and it is entitled, Jesus is Coming Soon. Raise your hand if you want to be ready. Everyone's hands should be up. We're all here to worship the Lord today. Let's see here. I think we have Jacob Sanchez and Megan Cartagena. If you want to come up front here, they're going to be our soloists this morning. Hope you've been blessed this morning, and Bakersfield Academy Choir.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now it's at stake.
Humbling your heart to God saves from the chastening rod.
Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Giving us this beautiful church where we can come and worship you, and just thank you for everything that you've done for us, and for the youth that you have put in our churches, and just giving us the opportunity to come and worship with you and to you, Lord. We ask that you would watch over us as we continue throughout your Sabbath, Lord, and just help us to just remember what you do for us, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.